From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday hinted at a surprise announcement as he prepared to depart South Korea. Trump said during a toast at a state dinner being held in his honor in Seoul that
the partnership between our two nations and our two people is deep and enduring. We have been proud to stand by your side for many decades as an unwavering friend and a loyal ally.
Trump also told attendees that the partnership between the U.S. and South Korea has never been stronger as the threat of the North Korea and its nuclear program looms. President Trump heads to Beijing, China next on his Asia tour. Commander Freeman Martin with the Texas Department of Public Safety said authorities have identified the 26 victims in Sunday's shooting. Fred Malinowski, special agent in charge of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, offered this clarification on the weapon that was used during the shooting.
ATF firearms expert examined that rifle yesterday. All indications are that that is not a fully automatic weapon. That is a semi-automatic weapon.
He said the agents were going to test fire the rifle to confirm and examine shell casings that they have collected. A bomb and gun attack on the headquarters of a private Afghan television station in Kabul Tuesday left at least 4 people dead and more than 20 wounded. Islamic State claimed responsibility and that it plotted the assault against the Shamshad TV station. 3 more explosions were also heard during the siege, which lasted several hours before Afghan security forces gunned down the attackers. For additional stories, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. NATO is set to agree to increase its Afghanistan training mission by some 3,000 troops. Andrew Palcheski has more.
The fresh NATO personnel will not have a combat role, but the alliance hopes more soldiers can train the Afghan Army and Air Force to complement U.S. President Donald Trump's strategy to send more American counterterrorism troops to the country. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the announcement at a news conference Tuesday.
In particular, we are focusing on training the Afghan Special Operation Forces, which have proven so key in the fight against the insurgents, the terrorists, the Taliban.
NATO defense ministers are expected to approve the deployment as part of a 2-day meeting that begins Wednesday. NATO officials say that the troops would be deployed from the start of 2018. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
The Philippines has started upgrading military facilities on the biggest features it occupies in the disputed South China Sea. Philip Alexio has that story.
Philippine Defense Secretary Delfin Lorenzana said a contractor was building a beach ramp on Titu Island, locally known as Pagasa, the largest of 9 features the Philippines holds in the Spratly Islands. Recent satellite imagery has shown Chinese vessels gathering around Titu in what some experts say could be an attempt to deter the Philippines from cementing its claim. China's ambassador has played that down, insisting his country has no ill intent. Lorenzana said the ramp was important to allow large naval ships to deliver construction materials to repair and upgrade the island's airfield, fix structures, and build a new port for fishermen. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Dorian Jones reports that the United States' opposition to Iraqi Kurdish independence is being welcomed in Turkey.
Washington's robust opposition to its longtime ally, the Iraqi Kurds, in their independence bid came as a welcome surprise for Turkey, since Ankara fears the establishment of any Kurdish independent state would fuel the secessionist demands of the Kurdish minority in southeastern Turkey. That opposition is emboldening Ankara in its efforts to persuade Washington to abandon its support of the YPG, a Syrian Kurdish militia, in its war against the Islamic State militant group. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Some 200 Catalan mayors flew to Brussels Tuesday. Mayor Josep Maria Tost was one.
Our presence here in Brussels is very simple. It's to support our president, Mr. Puigdemont.
The group of mayors joined a pro-independence demonstration, while at the same time an anti-independence demonstration was also held nearby. Point your web browser to voanews.com for in-depth coverage to these stories and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.